May 5th, 2009, Feast of Mary, Refuge of Holy Love, the 12th anniversary of the feast. Jesus and Blessed Mother are here with their hearts exposed. Blessed Mother is Mary, Refuge of Holy Love. Blessed Mother says, Praise be to Jesus. Jesus says, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. Blessed Mother says, Dear children, apostles of my heart, my beloved Son sends me once again seeking your reconciliation with the will of God the Father. This cannot be accomplished outside of holy love. Therefore, once again I call all people and all nations into the refuge of my heart, which is holy love. Never allow Satan to discourage you in your prayer life. These days I have come to tell you that your prayers withhold the arm of justice. Even if a prayer is offered in the midst of great distraction, it is not lost, for I send angels to collect the fragments of such prayers. The angels carry the fragmented prayers to me, which I mend and make whole, even beautiful, in the eyes of God. I desire to be close to you during these troubling times. Realize that it is the holy love in your hearts which binds us together. Satan is ever present and tries to pull us apart by weakening this bond through lack of trust in God's will and unforgiveness towards one another. I, your mother, tell you to remain simple and childlike. Know that this alone confuses the enemy, for he cannot understand such a heart. When you pick up your rosaries, it is as though you are holding my hand, and I am guiding you through the mysteries and along the path of holy love. I am always with you in prayer, especially the rosary. I will not abandon you. Threats against basic freedoms are all around you. Indeed, your country, in the name of liberty, is surrendering its freedom. Only Satan could turn the truth inside out in such a way. Pandering to the enemies of freedom may cost your president dearly. Evil that is in hearts will not change by paying it respect. It is naive to believe so. With a mother's heart, I plead for the conversion of sinners. My son is most grievously offended by the indifference of so many towards the state of their souls. God's commandments are trampled underfoot by self-love. You have yet to experience the full wrath of God's justice. Do not live as though it will never come. I tell you, angels tremble at the thought of that day. Do not support leadership which ignores God's laws in favor of pleasing man's whims. Today there is much concern for the spread of the flu virus. People fear for their lives, as it seems to be spread worldwide. Close attention is given to this insidious pandemic. But I tell you, of far greater concern should be the epidemic of evil, which has gripped the heart of the world. This epidemic contaminates souls and robs many of their salvation. Thousands slip to their perdition through this contagion of compromise, deceit, and inordinate self-love. The failure of mankind to even recognize evil at work is Satan's greatest weapon. He is free to do whatever he chooses, from conception in the womb to invasion of childhood innocence, to compromise of the faith, and even to challenging natural death. As long as evil is unacknowledged, it runs rampant. Dear little children, please understand that the grace of each present moment is a cooperation between the choices of free will and God's divine will. The greatest graces come into the present moment when the soul trusts and chooses to live in holy love. For instance, I cannot save the world from disaster by my efforts alone. I can only act in accord with the Father's will and the efforts of mankind to live in righteousness. This is why I tell you, it is most important for each soul to discover the path of holy love and live in harmony with the divine will. Then the Father allows me to spread my mantle of protection over you. Today, as we celebrate my title, Refuge of Holy Love, I invite you to reflect back upon the ways in which heaven has tried to intervene here. I came at first seeking the title Protectress of the Faith. This title could have saved the Church in America from so much heresy and liberalism, but it was judged unnecessary. Jesus asked for the construction of the Church of Atonement, a mystical concept made up of victim souls who sacrifice for the welfare of the universal Church. These messages were not regarded in the light of truth, either. The Revelation of the United Hearts was next, followed closely by the Chambers of the United Hearts. This, too, had been held up to suspicion. It is necessary that you realize that such judgments levied against heaven's helping hand do not support the truth, no matter the lofty position of those who decide to levy their judgments. Do not be tricked by Satan, but begin to see that he seeks the destruction of the Church, the world, and every soul. In the world, you witness people wearing masks as protection from the flu virus. But, my children, the flu is just a physical threat. How much greater is the threat of evil which jeopardizes your eternal salvation? This threat, too, is invisible. I, your mother, have come many times to warn you that evil is all around you. I give you the cure, which is holy love, and I offer you the protection, which is the refuge of holy love, my Immaculate Heart. I ask you, my children, to be more concerned with exposure to evil than any physical disease, for evil is a disease of the soul. All that is rising to a head in the world dictates the need for holy love, as a guide towards purification and personal holiness, as a fortress and protection in spiritual warfare, and as a sign that mankind has not been abandoned by heaven. Those who seek to find reasons not to believe have chosen to oppose these truths. But, my children, if heaven did not see the urgent necessity of my title, Refuge of Holy Love, I would not be here in your midst, offering my maternal care. Today I reveal to you for the first time that the flames above the heads of the apostles on Pentecost were sparks of love from my heart of holy love. It is through these flames that the apostles were able to proclaim the good news with holy boldness. So today I invite you to spread the good news of the gospel message of holy love with the same holy boldness. We're extending to you today the complete blessing of our united hearts.